Hi, I'm Jitangi Vanigasinghe and I'm a pediatric neurologist from the University of Colombo, Sri Lanka.
Hi, I'm Saman Mali Sumanasena. I'm a pediatrician working with children with developmental disabilities from the University of Kalania.
We are going to talk to you in relation to an article that will appear in the November issue of Developmental Medicine and Child Neurology. So this article actually relates to West syndrome and the developmental profiles at the beginning of the illness. This is coming from the Sri Lanka Infantile Spasm Study, which we call SLIS, which is one of the largest single center clinical trials on West syndrome. So if I may give an introduction to why we did this developmental component, as you know, West syndrome is an epileptic encephalopathy. So which is where the epilepsy and the epileptic activity would have adverse effects on the developmental outcome. So there are many factors which contribute to these developmental adversities, and amongst which the epileptic activity or the hypsarrhythmia, which occurs in a continuum, which we know does cause developmental effects even before the onset of spasms, would result in the developmental profile in this patients at the time of presentation. So based on this, we decided to look at this study so that we can look at other factors which may contribute to the developmental adversities in these children.
So we looked at these children, 95 of them, prior to the onset of commencement of treatment using the Bayley Infant and Toddler Assessments version 3. We looked at their receptive and expressive communication, cognition, and motor developmental outcomes. We also looked at their social, visual, and auditory behaviors. We found that 90% of these infants showed evidence of delay in all domains at presentation. We also found that the neonatal seizures significantly affected the outcomes in terms of all developmental milestones and the visual and auditory behaviors. We also found that there was a significant relationship between the perinatal risk factors such as hypoxic ischemic encephalopathy, neonatal sepsis, and prematurity associated complications together with an adverse outcome in the developmental domains. So in conclusion, we like to state that it is important for the surveillance of these infants for early signs of infantile spasms if they have faced any neonatal complications.